由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
It is a great encouragement for us to know that you are listening on the other side.
知道你在收听天路导向，其实是对我们两个是一个非常大的鼓励。
And I hope that you will write to us so that we can be in contact with you and you with us.
我哋好希望你能够写信俾我哋，让到我哋能够进一步咁样去沟通。
We have been doing a series of messages on the Ten Commandments。
我哋依排呢正喺度分享紧关于十诫嘅信息啊。
And today we come to the sixth commandment。
今日我哋要讲到第六条嘅诫命。
The sixth commandment is one of the shortest。
原来第六条诫命是最短的一条诫命来的吧。
You shall not kill.
不可杀人。
Why is the wording of this commandment so important?
为什么这节的诫命是这么重要的呢？
Because there are eight words in the Hebrew language that are translated kill.
我们发现原来在希伯来话里头有八个字可以翻译为杀人的吧。
And yet the word that is used here in the sixth commandment is unique and seldom used anywhere else.
而在第六条诫命里头所用的这个词是非常之独特的。
Why is this particular word used here?
那为什么要在这里用这个很独特的词是独一无二呢？
Because the Bible makes a distinction between lawful killing and unlawful killing.
原来因为圣经是要将合法的杀人和非法的杀人是列出来。
The word that is used for killing out of self-defense is different from the word that is used in the sixth commandment.
用于描述智慧杀人的那个词呢，和在这里的第六条诫命所用的那个词是不一样的。
The word that is used for killing in times of war is a different word again.
用于描述在战争里面杀人的那个词又是另一个词。
They are all different from the word used here in the sixth commandment.
他们全部都和第六条诫命这里用的不可杀人这个杀人是不一样的。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to murder in cold blood.
第六条诫命呢，特别是指紧那些冷血的杀人方法。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to killing with passionate rage.
在第六条诫命里面，特别是讲紧那些狂暴咁样杀人的方法。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to killing unjustly.
第六条诫命特别是指那些非正义，是没有一个公义的原因杀人的人。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听。
The sixth commandment does not apply to killing purely for self-defense.
第六条诫命就不适用于完全出于正当防卫这样杀人的。
There is another word for that.
原来为此有另外一个字的。
The sixth commandment does not apply to the killing of animals.
第六条诫命呢，亦都唔适用于去劏鸡、劏猪、劏牛嘅杀动物噶。
There is another word for that.
为此呢，有另外一个字噶。
It does not apply to killing as in times of war.
亦都唔适用于喺战争时期杀人噶。
There is another word for that.
系有另外一个字噶。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to the taking of life unlawfully and unjustly.
我们发现原来第六条诫命特别是指那个非法和不正义地夺取生命。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because it violates God's sovereignty.
原来因为佢系侵犯咗上帝嘅主权。
Because he is the one who gives life.
因为系上帝先至系赐生命嗰个一位。
And he alone can take life away.
亦都只有上帝能够取走生命。
Because killing unlawfully robs God of his glory.
原来非法嘅杀人系掠夺紧上帝嘅荣耀啊。
Some of you might be saying to yourself, I have never murdered anyone.
好多人可能今日听到我哋讲嘅时候话，我都冇杀过人。
Well, most people don't see themselves as murderers.
系嘅，完全冇错嘅，因为大部分嘅人呢都唔认为自己系杀人犯嚟嘅。
And that is why I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 21.
因此呢，我想请你同我一齐去翻开圣经嘅马太福音啊，新约圣经嘅马太福音第五章第二十一节。
This part of Matthew 5 is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
原来在马太福音第五章的这一部分是被人称为做登山部分，在山上面的训面。
It is the greatest sermon ever preached.
这个是世界上面历史上面所有的讲道里面其中一篇最大最伟大的一篇。
And it was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
而这篇的讲道是由主耶稣基督自己去宣讲出来的。
Here is what the Lord Jesus said.
耶稣基督是怎样讲呢？
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder.
你们听过有些人讲以前的人讲的说话，说不可以杀人。
Anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
又话凡亲杀人嘅都难免要受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
但系我想话俾你哋听，凡亲你向你嘅弟兄姊妹去发嬲嘅话，你都系要受到审判嘅。
To those who say, I have never broken the sixth commandment, I want you to listen carefully.
原来耶稣今日就是对紧嗰啲讲我从来都冇破过第六条诫命嘅人讲嘅。
Jesus in Matthew 5 is telling us something of vital importance.
耶稣喺马太福音第五章嗰度话紧依样好重要嘅事俾我哋听，所以我哋要留心去听。
He is saying that taking someone's life is murder.But also thinking of someone with murderous anger is equivalent to killing.
他的意思是夺取人的生命是谋杀，但是对人动了好像杀人这样的怒气都是等于杀了人。
The Bible says that if you break one commandment, you have broken them all.
原来圣经那里写，你违背了一条诫命就是违背了所有的诫命。
So the only hope that we have is the forgiveness of sin by the Lord Jesus Christ who kept all of the commandments perfectly.
因此我们唯一的希望就是从主耶稣基督那里得着赦免，因为只有主是完全这样持守了所有的诫命。
The Lord Jesus is also saying something else.
主耶稣还讲到其他的一些事情吧。
At some point in our lives, all of us have become so angry at someone that we wish that they were dead.
在我们生命的某一刻，都曾经对某些人是非常之怒啊，甚至希望他死了他罢了。
Jesus is saying that anger is a subtle form of murder.
耶稣是在这里说，怒气是谋杀的一种很微妙的形式。
It might not kill the body.
他可能没有在身体上面去杀人。
But it can kill the soul and the spirit of another person.
但是他会杀害了另一个人的灵魂，杀害了他的精神。
Hatred towards somebody can cause just as much damage to the soul of that person as a gun would kill a body.
对某啲人嘅仇恨喺佢嘅灵魂里面所造成嘅伤害，就好似攞枪指住佢，跟住砰一声杀咗佢一样。
So what Jesus is saying in Matthew 5 is this.
所以耶稣喺马太福音第五章所讲嘅系乜嘢呢？
He is saying that murder is like the fruit of the tree.
佢喺度讲紧，如果谋杀就好似树上面嘅果实嘅话。
And anger and hatred are the roots of the tree.
咁样愤怒、仇恨就系树根啊。
Fruit does not appear from a tree that is rootless.
如果系冇一个嘅树根嘅话，一棵树点会结到果实啊？
So Jesus is telling us that when we deal with the root of anger in our lives,
耶稣系话紧俾我哋听。如果我哋能够控制好生命里头嘅怒气嘅根源嘅话
，then the fruit will take care of itself。
咁样树上面嘅果实就自然会得着控制啊。
Most often, God is the only one who can see the roots of anger in our lives。
通常只有上帝先至能够睇到我哋生命里头怒气嘅根源。
Sometimes people cannot even see the root of anger in their own lives。
通常呢，我哋人呢，自己系睇唔到自己生命里头点解会有怒气个根源喺边度呢
？But God does，
上帝睇到噶。
And He tells us that if we do not get rid of the root, sooner or later the fruit will show up。
上帝亦都话俾我哋听，如果我哋唔除去呢个嘅根源，咁样你嘅果实好快就生出嚟噶啦。
And that is why the Bible speaks of the root of bitterness.
所以圣经里头提到一个嘅词汇叫做毒根啊，有毒嘅根。
Did it ever occur to you why the Bible does not speak about the fruit of bitterness?
你有冇谂过点解圣经冇讲到毒果咧，就系有毒嘅果实呢
？It is because the roots are hidden from view.
原来因为根系隐藏住，人系睇唔到嘅。
The roots are underground.
根系喺地底噶。
And because the root of bitterness is hidden from view, only you know about it.
因为毒根系隐藏唔被人睇到嘅话，所以只有你自己先知道。
In Matthew 5, Jesus exposes the root of murder.
喺马太福音第五章，耶稣揭露咗谋杀嘅根源。
And he says, take care of the root before the tree begins to bear fruit.
佢话要喺结果子之前处理好啲根啊。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
所以各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你继续去留意我哋天路导向要同大家分享嘅嘢。
There are basically three forms of anger.
原来我哋发现我哋嘅愤怒基本上有三种嘅形式噶。
First, there is the repressed anger.
第一种嘅愤怒系被压抑嘅愤怒。
Then the resentful anger.
第二种嘅愤怒就系嗰啲不满导致嘅愤怒。
Finally, there is the revengeful anger.
第三种就系有复仇嘅愤怒。
Let's look first at the repressed anger.
先让我哋一起去睇下嗰啲被压抑嘅愤怒系点嘅。
What does repressed anger look like?
究竟被压抑嘅愤怒系点样样嘅呢
？Well, it's like Job.
我想话俾你听，就好似旧约圣经一个人物叫做约伯咁嘅。
Have you read the book of Job?
唔知你睇过约伯记未呢？
Job kept on receiving bad news.
约伯呢，不断系收到啲坏嘅消息啊。
But in spite of all of his bad news, he did not question God.
但系尽管佢听到好多嘅坏消息，佢冇怀疑过上帝。
And everybody was admiring Job.
而所有人都好佩服约伯。
But then came Job's comforters.
但系之后呢？约伯嗰啲安慰者要安慰佢嘅人就嚟啦。
His so-called friends，
嗰啲咧所谓嘅朋友呢
？And his comforters came in and said to him, Job, you must have done something wrong。
安慰佢嘅人咧走埋嚟就话：约伯，你一定做错嘢啦。
You must have been so bad to get all of these bad things happen to you。
你一定衰到貼地啊！所以呢啲所有嘅不幸啊，都去到你身上啦。
At that point, Job's repressed anger flared up。
喺嗰个时候，约伯被压抑住嘅愤怒爆发出嚟啦。
And instead of asking God why, he accused God falsely。
佢呢唔系去问上帝，主啊，点解要咁啊？佢系去闹上帝。
This is a repressed anger.
呢种呢就系一种被压抑嘅愤怒啦。
But then there is resentful anger.
其次就系一啲不满嘅愤怒啊。
There are people who never get over their resentments.
有啲人总系冇办法去克服佢哋心里面嘅不满嘅。
Resentful anger causes all kinds of depression.
不满嘅愤怒系会造成各式各样嘅忧郁症噶。
Some of you might remember the older brother in the prodigal story in Luke chapter 15.
可能你仲记得呢，喺路加福音十五章里头，浪子有个故事嘅，嗰个就系讲个仔呢，离家出走，跟住翻翻去啦。之后佢系二仔嚟嘅，咁讲个大仔讲咗啲乜嘢呢
？We have brought you a series of messages on that story.
根据呢个故事呢，我哋曾经有过一系列嘅天路导向嘅分享。
The older brother did all of the right things.
嗰个大仔行事为人系无可指责噶啦，已经。
But he had such repressed and resentful anger inside of him toward his rebellious brother.
但系喺佢内心里头，对佢反叛嘅兄弟系有好深嘅压抑感同埋不满嘅愤怒。
And when his brother repented and returned to his father.
而当佢嘅弟兄翻翻到去爸爸屋企嘅时候
，The older brother was so angry that he would not go inside the house。
阿大哥好嬲啊，佢甚至唔肯入间屋啊。
Then there is a revengeful anger。
跟住就有复仇嘅愤怒啦。
Those are the people who want to get even。
有啲人咧总系中意申冤啊，去报复啊，即系要平等翻嘅。
In fact, the worse it gets for those people whom they hate, the happier they are.
事实上，当佢哋所憎嘅人越不幸、越失败嘅时候，佢哋就越开心。
But I would like to move from the problem of anger to solution for our anger.
但系而家我想从愤怒所带嚟嘅问题转移去讲下解决愤怒嘅途径。
Let me give you three solutions to the anger problem.
我想话俾你听解决愤怒问题嘅三种途径。
Number one，
第一种途径
，admit your anger，
就系要承认你嘅怒气。
Number two，
第二种途径
，deal with your anger in the light of the word of God，
靠住上帝话语嘅光照嚟处理你嘅怒气。
Three，
第三种嘅方法。
Control your anger God's way.
就是按照上帝的方式来控制你的怒气。
First, admit your anger.
第一样就是要承认你的怒气。
Job had to come to the point of openly confessing his anger.
约伯呢，最后呢，他不可以不公开地承认自己很怒啊。
And until he came to that point,Healing could not have begun in his life.
但系如果佢唔行到嗰一步嘅话，佢都唔能够喺佢嘅生命里面得着医治。
Listen to what Job said in Job 7:11.
请你去听下约伯喺约伯记第七章十一节所讲嘅说话。
I will speak out in my anguish of my spirit. I will complain of the bitterness of my soul.
我唔会禁止我嘅口啊，因为我嘅心灵好苦，我要发出言语，我要讲嘢，我嘅心好烦恼，我要透露我心里面嘅苦情同埋悲哀啊。
The Bible said, "Let your moderation be known to people, and your needs known to God."
圣经话，你要叫所有人知道你哋谦让嘅心，让上帝知道你嘅需要。
But many believers reverse this idea.
但系好多基督徒作嘅嘢系啱啱相反嘅。
They let all their needs known to people and reserve their moderation for God.
佢哋将自己一切嘅需要话晒俾所有嘅姨妈姑姐听，但系只系让上帝知道佢谦让嘅心。
They feel that they should not bother God.
好多人都话：，唔好麻烦上帝啦。
But they want to bother everybody else who would listen to them.
但系佢哋就中意去麻烦嗰啲愿意听佢哋讲嘢嘅人。
But the good news is Job confessed his anger to God.
但系好消息系乜嘢呢？约伯系向上帝坦诚自己嘅愤怒。
Because it is hard to deal with a problem if you don't admit it to God.
因为如果你唔向上帝坦诚嘅话，其实好难解决问题嘅。
Not because God does not know.
唔系因为上帝唔知道啊。
But he wants you to articulate it to him.
而系上帝想你亲口同佢讲啊。
Why does he want you to confess your anger to him?
点解上帝愿意你向佢坦诚自己嘅愤怒呢？
Because he and he alone is the one who can truly empower you to overcome your anger problem.
我想话俾你听。好多嘅时候就係我哋要知道上帝先至有能力去帮你克服你嘅怒气。
Somebody said,
有啲人係咁样讲嘅。
If you don't talk it out with the Lord, you will take it out on people.
如果你唔同上帝讲，你就会向人发怨气㗎啦。
Anger is not the problem.
其实发怒唔係一个问题。
Some angerVery often is legitimate.
有好多时候呢，可能发嬲系合理噶。
It is a legitimate and natural expression of our emotions.
佢系我哋情感嘅一种自然同埋合理嘅表达方式嚟噶。
And that is why the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:26 said, "In your anger, sin not."
因此，保罗喺以弗所书4:26里头话：你要嬲，但系唔好犯罪。
He does not say, "Don't ever get angry."
佢唔系话唔好嬲喎。
No,
冇噶，唔系咁讲噶。
That would be unrealistic.
唔嬲系唔现实噶啦。
He said, "When you get angry, be sure you don't sin."
佢只系话当你嬲嘅时候，你唔好犯罪啫。
Secondly,
第二样嘢
，deal with your anger in the light of the Word of God.
你要靠住上帝嘅话语嘅光照嚟处理你嘅怒气啊！
If you give yourself time to think through the cause of anger in the light of the Word of God,
如果你系能够俾自己时间，靠住上帝话语嘅光照谂下点解自己去发怒，
then you will respond to anger in a godly way.
你就可以按照上帝嘅方式嚟处理你嘅怒气。
If you allow the Word of God to put your mind in gear before you release the brakes of your mouth,
如果你能够在开口之前用上帝的话语让到自己的思维运转起来，
you will find yourself responding to anger with constructive ways rather than destructive ways.
你将会发现自己可以采用建设性的方式而不是破坏性的方式来处理愤怒。
Listen to what James said.
请你仔细听下雅各所讲嘅嘢。
Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
快快嘅听，慢慢嘅讲，慢慢嘅发怒。
He did not say, "Don't get angry."
佢又冇话唔好发怒啊。
He just said, "Be slow in the process of your anger."
佢只系话叫你慢慢咁样发怒，你发怒嘅过程要慢啲。
The third and the last thing is this.
第三样亦都系最后一点系乜嘢呢？
Control your anger God's way.
就是按照上帝的方式去控制你的怒气。
The best way to control anger God's way is to force yourself to pray for the person who is the object of your anger.
控制怒气最好的方式亦都是上帝的方式，就是让自己为到你所嬲的人去祈祷。
Pray for that person who made you angry.
为那个让你嬲的人去祈祷。
I know that it is not easy.
我知道不容易的。
But when you ask God to enable you,To pray for the person, he will do it.
但是当你求上帝帮助你，为那个人祈祷的时候，上帝一定帮你的。
I try always to begin my day with the words of the psalmist.
我总是尝试用诗篇作者的诗句来作为我一日的开始。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you.
愿我口里的言语，心里面的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Then I go even one step further.
跟住，我是再行多一步。
And say, let the words of my lips and the meditation of my mind be controlled by you, O Lord.
就会说，主啊，愿我口里面的言语，心里面的意念是被你所掌控。
And when God is in control of the words of your mouth and the thoughts of your mind and heart,
当上帝去掌控你的心同埋掌控你的口的时候，
then they will be acceptable to him.
一定就会在上帝面前蒙悦纳的。
Let me repeat those three things again before I conclude.
让我在今天结束节目之前重复一下你三点。
Admit your anger to God.
向上帝承认你的怒气。
Deal with your anger in the light of the Word of God.
靠着上帝的话语来处理你的怒气。
Control your anger God's way.
按照上帝的方式来控制你的怒气。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
Do this and you will cut off the root of anger and bitterness in your life before a murderous fruit is produced.
这样做你就可以在杀人的毒果之长出来之前呢，就斩断了怒气的毒根啊。
Until next time, I wish you God's strength and power.
在下次节目之前呢，愿上帝为你赐下力量，赐下能力，让到你可以面对你的怒气的时候被上帝所控制。上帝会控制你的地方就是愿你口里面的言语，心里的意念都是由他控制。控制的时候你就会跟着他的心意去说话，我们就懂得可以快快的听，慢慢的讲，慢慢的发怒，生气就不会犯罪了。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时候再会。